birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. And I'm feeling good.
You wait ages for a Welsh football podcast and along come three. Yes, welcome to the JD Cymru South podcast. We'll be looking at all of the teams competing in the new JD Cymru South League every Thursday here on this channel. And it's time for a preview, and there's only one man big enough, with the brain enough and all the knowledge enough of South Wales football to knock on the door of. Of course, Mark Jonah Jones will be joining us every week to review and preview the games. Let's get away with this preview then. Haverford West, when it was the Welsh League last season, just missing out to Pen-y-Bont. Haverford West are still in the league of JD Cymru South. Is it easy to say they've already got it in the bag?
Oh no, I'd have to disagree with that, Mark. Sorry, on our first ever Cymru South podcast, but I'll have to disagree with you on the first ever question, because this league is too competitive, and there's too many good players in this league for to be able to stand somebody out straight away and say that anybody's got it nailed on. I mean, Pen-y-Bont were terrific last year and going undefeated, but that hasn't happened, I think, before that for about 25 years. So that shows you how hard it would be to go undefeated. And there's a lot of good teams in this league, which we will talk about during the next maybe 30 minutes or so. Wayne Jones, great manager. He's managing the Welsh Premier. He's managing this league. Should know everything about this league. Advantages for Haverford West. Home advantage, brilliant. And it's quite difficult for Welsh League clubs to go there. Maybe disadvantages is travelling away. That's what makes it hard for them. So it's a bit 50-50 in them terms, but they're a great club. The pitch is a wonderful place to play, by the way, the Bridge Meadow Stadium. It'll be one of the best. They will be up there. But nailed on favourites, nailed on to lift the title. Sorry, Mark, first question of the season, I'd have to disagree with you there. Definitely top four. Whether they're nailed on, though, is a different matter.
Well, let's hear from a man who's far wiser than us. Wayne Jones, Haverford West manager.
In terms of our recruitment, you know, we went into depth about it, and we like to think we've got the right balance this time round, and hopefully it'll pay off for us. You know, we're well equipped as a club. Behind the scenes, we're ready, you know, to apply for promotion. Hopefully on the field we can get it. And, you know, that's our challenge and that's our ambition, really, to get back into the top flight in Welsh football.
OK, so if there's going to be a race, let's have a look at some of the other runners and riders.
There's a lot of good teams in there, Mark. Llanelli have only just come down, by the way. They just didn't fit right last year. You know, they could have, on certain games they played really well. Andy Hill worked hard. And they got good players. They definitely got good players. I mean, Loveridge up top, you would expect him to get 20 goals this season. There won't be many better midfielders in the league than Joe Clark in centre midfield. So they got good players, good manager, and they got Simon Dyer coaching alongside Andy Hill. So if they're ready off the park this season, and their group is a strong group, they won't be far away. Stebbeneath again, what a wonderful ground to play football at already. So the level of this league, you just mentioned, in the new Bridge Stadium and Stebbeneath, they are both excellent Welsh Premier grounds. So, yeah, I should imagine Llanelli will be up there amongst Haverford West, as most probably would be Avon Lloyd. If you ask Avon Lloyd, can they win the league, they'll tell you yes every year. They got a new manager in, Paul Evans. Paul has plenty of experience. He was a great player with Lloyd. He's had experience of Welsh League football as well. So I don't think you could ever count out the Lloyd from being up amongst the title favourites as well. The Marston Stadium, a tough place to go, and it's their inner belief, the Lloyd, of enjoying people coming to their place and beating people, which will always make them a contender as well.
Well, one manager who had a fantastic time as a giant killer last season was Dane Williams from Cambrian in Clonmel, and I'm sure he'll be inspired and wants to be in that chasing pack as well. Before Jonah tells us whether they're in the running for the title this season, let's hear from the man himself.
I think it's going to be a very competitive league this year. I think there's probably four or five teams who will have aspirations of winning the league. Personally, I think if we were to, you know, be in the mix or kind of do anything this year, we have to start better than we have the past two seasons. I think the past two seasons have pretty much cost us any chance of winning the league in the first five games. I think our focus this year is just starting the season better and seeing where we go from there.
They're in the pack. Anybody knows anything about this league, they'll be in the pack. They'll be challenging, of course. They will. Tremendous season last year, and they won't rest on their laurels. They never do in the Rhondda. Dane was very progressive as a manager. He made his team play good football last year. They lost a couple of players to Cardiff Met, and they were influential players, the centre-back and the centre-midfielder. I hope they have a good season in the Welsh Premier. But they're bringing youngsters through all the time. They are the club who most probably will bring the most youngsters through from their academies. And you definitely have to put them amongst the challengers, Mark, because Cambrian and Cadix, if they play half as well as they did last season, the Nathaniel Carr's Cup final, the Welsh Cup quarter final, and they were only just edged out in them games, by the way. So, yeah, they'll be in and amongst the favourites and in and amongst the top four come the end of the season.
Now, we've spoken about this before, Jonah. Ammanford are certainly grabbing the headlines this season as well. They're creating quite a buzz. That doesn't mean anything, though. They've got to perform on the pitch. What are Ammanford going to do to surprise us all?
Well, I think, Mark, the word you just said is key. They could be an element of surprise. They've had, you know, they're down the motorway. They've signed Truns. I think they've signed Andy Robinson as well. So they're big prestige signings. They're experienced signings, but they're fit players. The likes of Truns training it almost every day now. So he's going to be a key player at this level. He'll still get goals at this level, and he'll still trouble defences. So it's a big job for Griff Allison to look after that type of squad. But it's great to see Ammanford back in and wanting the challenge. Whether or not they do, but it looks like they're organised off the park to give the players the chance to challenge. So they'll be an interesting one this year, Mac.
A name that we do normally associate with the top half of the table, well, a couple of them actually. Let's talk about Goitre first. Is it Lee John's year?
Lee always does well. He, you know, he's done well since he's been there. A couple of, I think, top four finishes or top six finishes. He has a good group of players. I watched them play last week against Penabond. They performed well in the first half. They went down to 10 and were eventually edged out 4-1. But he has a good group of players, and he has an experienced coaching staff with him, in the likes of Dylan Blaine and the youngster come through from Lanwy Major, Carl Lewis. So, yeah, I expect Jono's team to keep playing attacking football. He'll play the type of football he played as a player. Excellent, excellent winger going forward. And they're always entertaining, gorgeous. So if they're going to reach the top six, they'll entertain us on the way to the top six.
And Britton Ferry, legendary name in Welsh football. Is it their year at Old Road?
The fact that it looks like, Mark, they, like I said, they made a couple of big signings. If you were to say who's the centre-forward at this level, maybe apart from the centre-forward at Llanelli, you would want to go and get Jonah, you know, 2 years ago, scored a goal for us in the WLC game. So he'll be a handful of at this level, Mark Jones. Carl Shaw, great player at this level, and Welsh Premier. So they have plenty of know-how about the league. The Old Road is a great place to go and play with a clubhouse right on the pitch there. So, yeah, if they build up a bit of an atmosphere and win their own games down at the ferry, they could be a bit of a threat.
Now, Cwmaman, just up the Amman Valley from Ammanford, of course, they'll want to make sure they have a pretty solid season in the Welsh Prem. Before we get Jonah's thoughts on how they'll do, let's hear from Ryan Stevens, their manager, speaking after they played Carmarthen in the Nathaniel Cup. So excuse the noisy changing room, but well worth it.
I think we played some tidy stuff at times. Really encouraging signs. We had a lot of shots. We created a lot of chances. And with that squad, there's a lot of new faces to this level. So I was really pleased how everyone did.
And that is great sort of practice, you like, ready for the league next Saturday, STM Sports away. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. That's really encouraging signs going into the league next week. Pleased with the boys, you know, performance-wise, that's a great step in the right direction.
Ryan, new young manager, right? They had a good season last season. He stepped in now to take over. I think they've recruited a couple of committee winners as well. A personal friend of mine, Neil Dimmock from Llanelli, who was instrumental in a lot of the good years at Llanelli. So they'll be right off the park if they're attracting that type of people. And they finished in the top six last year, so you know they'll be up there, and they look for maybe the same at least. Whether it can be the same at least, with this sort of competition, it's going to be a big test for a lot of these managers, and a lot of them are youngsters just starting out. Good luck to all of them. Sometimes you find the good side of the game and you have some bad results, and you need your friends and your family to look after the old manager when he's struggling. But this is a youngster, Ryan. Good luck to him. And good luck to Cumann, and they could be up in the top half at least.
Well, Cumbria and Celtic shocked in the first round of the Nathaniel Cup, not so great in the second round. But is there plenty of shocks to come from Cumbria and Celtic?
I think they've done really well in the first week to create a shock, and then they were defeated by a team also in this league who could do well, STM Sports. But Nicky Morgan, the manager, I think his target will be to keep Cumbria and Celtic. There's only a couple of clubs from that sort of area, Cumbria now, and Andy, and both of them will want to stay in this league. But yeah, I think Nicky has a chance of getting his team in the top half. We heard him on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. He's pleased with the players he got. So it'll be, a battle maybe to get anywhere near the top six. But I'd say top half target for Cumbria and Celtic.
And you mentioned Dundee there. Rhys Griffiths, the manager of Penabont, saying to me a few weeks ago that Andy was one of the better teams that he faced in terms of the way they were organised, and they delivered, and they were the hardest to read. So they sound like a team that are not to be underestimated next season.
I don't think they will be underestimated. They weren't underestimated last season. Mark Crook, the manager, he did a great job, and I think he's got a bit of experience now alongside him in Andy Beattie. Andy Beattie was a tremendous player in his time, and he's been a tremendous coach. The Causeway, lovely place to go and play. I just think Andy, like you say, it's good that for them they can get that sort of, a little bit like Gavin Lloyd, come down to us. We're a little bit on the outskirts of the periphery of where everybody else is playing, and they got to make home advantage count. So yeah, they had a good season last year, and just hope they can go one better. Top half is their target, I would say.
OK, let's pick off some Cardiff clubs then. Taffswell and Ciara Ely, what are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, Taffswell, they had a difficult year last year. It was a difficult year at Rudar, but Steve Williams, the ex-Merthyr, excellent right-back, is in charge again at Rudar, and they work so hard at Taffswell. I just hope Willow gets his players playing a little bit better than they did last year, and they get back to stability, because Taffswell are a club who should be playing at this level. Kyrieli, I think, new nickname now is the Young Guns. Again, state of the art, by the way, changing rooms they're talking about, Mark. They've worked so hard, Mark Rees and his committee at Kyrieli. Craig Sampson has created a buzz there. They got a group of young players, young lad played for their youth team last year. He had a tremendous year, David Lyons. I think they scored about 95 goals, and he scored 65 of them, so he'll be one to look out for. And the attitude of them, will the youngsters be able to deal with it? They got a couple of the older boys as well, so it'll be a tough year for them, but I'd love to see them play open and free football like they play in their youth teams. And if they could take that, they might challenge a few of the old established dogs in this league. Yeah, they could be a breath of fresh air, Kyrieli. If Sampson gets him in the top half, it'd be a great job for him.
And let's go to the outskirts of Cardiff. You already mentioned them before. They are in the third round of the Nathaniel MG Cup. STM.
Oh, STM, Mark. Something like 8 promotions in 13 years since they started. Absolutely unbelievable. They were in the Cardiff Parks, about 8 seasons ago, and they've just progressed and progressed and progressed. Promotion again last season. Dale Gardner's the manager at the moment. They are a very free-flowing football side. They got great forwards up top. They got the likes of Lamin Conte. They got Marcus Jones, who played for Barrytown last year and did well for Barrytown. So they attract good players there. If they're free-flowing football, if they score plenty of goals, I think they will at least stay up. If they really set on fire, they could be a mid-table target. But if anything, they'll add to this league. They'll add, goals to this league. And I don't think there's any doubt in that.
Pontypridd,
on the road at a few different places last year, it wouldn't have been great for a man. And Lechwick Stadium, I remember George Wood being in charge of Inter Cardiff at Lechwick Stadium. He didn't really like it there because the pitch is so far away from the fans. It's not much of a great atmosphere there. But JJ and his team now, Jonathan Jones, they'll have a tough job. They just got out of jail last year. Lee Kendall come up, and it was like the great escape at the end. They stayed up. and it was, like I said, it was a great escape. But it's all about if they can get off to a good start. Now, he got a good group of players. He definitely got a good group of players there. Gullick, the centre forward, he's 30 years of age, but he's one of the better centre forwards in this league. If he can get amongst the goals and JJ can get him organised, which I know he will, yeah, they could. His task, I would say, is to keep him up. But again, with a little bit of ambition, they could finish mid-table.
Well, we're coming towards the end of this preview podcast for the JD Cymru staff. Don't forget to keep on tuning in to us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever you use for your podcast thingy. And we'll be here to preview the week ahead and look back at what happened and some names we haven't talked about for the season so far yet. Llantwit Major, Jonah.
Yeah, Llantwit last season had a great season under Carl Lewis, the young manager. I think the youngest manager in the Welsh League last year. I think they finished as high as 6th or 7th. He's gone, the pastures new. He's gone with Lee John at Goitras, so good luck to him. But the young lad in charge, no, Darren Robinson. You know, it's hard sometimes when the club who gets up at that level for their first year, they finish 6th. Everybody expects the same sort of results. Everybody expects the ball just to keep rolling. But I think Darren will do a terrific job if he can keep Llantwit in the top half. It's a tough league this year. Like I said, there's a lot of players. Now every player is getting fitter. The standard of this league last year had to be, you know, it's a good standard. Cambrian and Cliddock from this league, who finished, I think it was third in this league at the end, third or fourth, they went to the Nathaniel Carr's Cup final. They went to the quarter final of the Welsh Cup. And every time somebody from this league played the Premier Boys, there was no real hiding. So it just goes to show the level of football and the pyramid level of football. It has to be working if the players at this level are getting better. The committees work hard. There is finance in this league. We wouldn't like to say where it's going and where it's not going. But it just goes to show, I think, some of the results from last season, and Cambrian especially, will show you how much this league have improved. And the likes of Llantwit Major, they'll do well to finish well in the top half of this league.
And last but not least, because I have left it last, because I find it very interesting, Swansea University, you know, I'm sure they've looked at what Cardiff Met have done and fancied a bit of that. But it's not that easy, obviously. Have Swansea University got what it takes to win this league, be a force in this league?
I think you're right, Mark. Everybody's looking down them lines when they see the name Uni behind. Now the Met have created it, but hey, that's just not created by, you know, that wasn't created overnight. That was created over 7 years, 7 or 8 years by Christian Edwards and company, and a group of players who've almost been together as long as anybody else. So just by being a university, it doesn't guarantee you that. But David Evans, you know, he got him up again along with Wyn Thomas alongside him, an ex Welsh Premier, excellent centre-back, so we'll have him organised. Big job for David this year down at Sketty Lane. You know, university team, they will find it difficult. I just think if Dav and Wyn get him organised and do well enough to keep him afloat, it's their first year up. So for me, if I'm a board member or if I'm a fan, anything, you know, if you keep your side up and play a good brand of football, I just think that would be Dav's target.
And you'd urge all the students from Swansea University to go and support the boys wherever they're playing, home and away, because as we've seen in the case of Cardiff Met and Aberystwyth, a student population done half help get the wind up you if you need it.
Well, Mac, that's what I'm saying. This is football at a good level. There's a couple of teams in this league now. The likes of Avonlea can, you know, you could get 2,500 watching them. The likes of Haverford West, if they're playing well, and Ethley could get 400 or 500 watching them. So, you know, Swansea Uni, if they start playing good football, I'd love to see the students come out in force and watch David's team.
Well, keep tuned to us then. We'll be back every Thursday, as a rule, with a new podcast, looking back at the last week, obviously looking ahead. If you want us to interview a certain person or a certain player, then get them forward and tell the club we want to speak to them as well, because we want to get as many voices as possible on this podcast, because it is your podcast. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, good luck, Mark, to every team in this league, because like I said before, it's a tough league, and whoever the champions end up, they're a good side.